Turning to African news, power-sharing talks between Zimbabwe's governing ZANU-PF party and opposition officials resumed today. President Robert Mugabe said some 14 hours of talks had ended inconclusively in the early hours of this morning, but that he was confident a deal could be reached. Talks were expected to continue this afternoon after a speech by Mugabe marking an annual holiday honoring veterans of the struggle against colonial rule in Zimbabwe. While power sharing might resolve the crisis, the factions appear deadlocked over what role, if any, Mugabe would have in any coalition. We spoke with Dennis Benton of the Zimbabwe Vigil in London, who told us it is highly unlikely the talks will result in a power sharing deal.
No information, or at least no reliable information, is coming out of the talks. What is clear is that Mugabe, on behalf of the Joint Operations Command, those are the military junta running the country, are trying to strike a deal which will keep them in control of the levers of power, certainly the security forces, and even some executive powers for a presidency. This is likely to be completely unacceptable to the majority of the opposition. They're rather fearful that Tsvangirai and the others in his negotiating team will be lured in by Mugabe and agree to a settlement which won't meet the needs of the people. What is being touted is some sort of co-administration with Mugabe remaining as president, some people say as a ceremonial president, but certainly a president with some powers, for a period of about 2 years, during which he will be given immunity from prosecution. But still, as I say, there's no firm information coming out. It is just a feeling of foreboding among many Zimbabweans that Tsvangirai will in effect sell out, because that won't resolve the problems of the country.